Hello everyone, and a very warm welcome to all our Radio Tyneside listeners in local hospitals, at home and around the world. This is Sheila Hammer bringing you a brand new style of programme each Sunday called New Day Dawning. I'll be presenting a selection of hymns, spiritual songs and readings which I hope will inspire you and perhaps bring a smile to your face. So just relax and I really hope you'll enjoy the programme. I'm going to start your day off with one of my own songs from the CD Kaleidoscope of Characters, based on a reading from Isaiah 55. Just as the rain and snow come down from heaven and don't return to it without nourishing the earth, so God's word, when it goes out, won't return to him empty without achieving all it was meant to do. So is God trying to say something to us through his word today?
See the rain and the snow fall coming down from heaven. See it journey to the ground below, watering the earth, see it bud and flourish, yielding all the seed that the sower has to sow. Oh Lordy, what you trying to teach us? Oh Lordy, what you wanna say?
Here's a reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, beginning to read at verse 9. At that time Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. Last Wednesday was Ash Wednesday, a day that marks the beginning of a 40-day period in the Christian year called Lent. This is a time when Christians remember how Jesus was sent out by the Spirit into the wilderness straight after his baptism, for 40 days and nights to be tested. It was here that he spent his time fasting and praying. It was the beginning of his earthly ministry, the first few steps on a road that would eventually lead him to a cross. Over the years, Lent has become a time of reflection, of prayer, and of self-denial, a time of new beginnings.
You laid aside your majesty.
I really want to worship you, my Lord.
was a song by Noel Richards from the album Great is the Lord from Thank You Music. Each year when Ash Wednesday comes around, a story springs to mind, I'm sure originated with Rabbi Blue. It's a story of two very important men meeting for prayer and worship. The first one knelt down at the altar and cried out to God, "O Lord, I am nothing but dust, and to dust I shall return." The second man followed suit, crying even louder, "O Lord, I am nothing but dust, and to dust I shall return." Just then an old caretaker entered and came hobbling to where the other two were kneeling. This man was old, weak, but very humble. He did the most menial tasks in this place of worship, jobs no one else wanted to do. And this was his prayer also. "O Lord, I am nothing but dust, and to dust I shall return." Having said these words, he got up in tears and left. The first man turned to the second with a look of indignation on his face and said to his friend, "Look who thinks he's dust." Lent is a time for us all to re-examine our own lives, not other people's. But it's so easy, isn't it, to point out the faults and failings of others and not realise just how much we have fallen short too. They say that when we point the finger at someone else, we're actually pointing three back in our own direction. Lent is rather like cleaning a house, turning it inside out, clearing away the debris. This is a song written and sung by Margaret Scott, a friend of mine from Whitley Bay. It's called Inside Out from the album The Best of United Folk.
You came for hurting people.
Mind you, this is Radio Tyneside, hospital radio for Newcastle and Gateshead, broadcasting on Channel 1 of Hospedia, the ward entertainment system, on 1575am in the hospital community and on Radio Player. And you can contact us by email, info@radiotyneside.co.uk. The first thing Jesus did at the beginning of his journey was to step down into the waters of the River Jordan to be baptised by John, even though, as the Bible says, he was without sin and didn't need to be cleansed. And so Jesus is here identifying with us, whilst at the same time leading the way for us to follow. He invites us to wash ourselves clean, confess our sins and make room for God. This next song says, "Good Lord, show me the way."
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way.
That was Down to the River to Pray from the album O Brother, Where Art Thou? Sung to us by Alison Krauss. C.S. Lewis once said, "We have a strange illusion that time cancels sin. But mere time does nothing either to the fact or the guilt of sin. The guilt is washed out not by time, but by repentance and the blood of Jesus Christ. So Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is a key factor to forgiveness. Once we confess our sins, we are forgiven, and we mustn't go on beating ourselves up or dwelling on the sin. We must remember God's promises to us in his word. Here's one of those promises from the first letter of John. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin." Here the blood of Jesus sets us free from not just some sin, but all sin.
From the breaking of the dawn, to the setting of the sun, I will stand on every promise of your word. Words of power strong to say, that will never pass away. I will stand on every promise of your word. For your covenant is sure, and on this I am secure. I can stand on every promise of your word. When I stumble and I sin, condemnation pressing in, I will stand on every promise of your word. You are faithful to forgive, that in freedom I might live. So I stand on every promise of your word.
When Jesus comes up out of the water, God's voice thunders out his approval. You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. And the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove falls gently upon him. Jesus is at the start of his journey, offering his whole life to his Father's will. Many people who turn to faith also have to make that initial step. and it's probably the hardest step they'll ever have to take in the whole of their spiritual journey. Here are the words of a song you may be familiar with, though perhaps not the music itself. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Words by Frances Ridley Havergal and music by David Clifton and Phil Bagley.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. My silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power the Thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it Thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own. It shall be Thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at Thy feet its treasures store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee.
Finally, Lent is a time to ask for God's help, for His guiding hand in all we do, for His help in overcoming temptation and His protection when danger threatens. Psalm 25 says this: Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Saviour. My hope is in you all day long. And so begins our pilgrimage, an often difficult and challenging journey along the narrow road that will require all our courage and determination to keep on going. This is Sheila Hamlett, Radio Tyneside, looking forward to your company. I hope next Sunday. Please join me then. Bye for now as Maddie Pryor sings Who Would True Valor See? Thank you also to Andrew Ridgwick for his technical ability and for his help in producing this show.
Once relax.